USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hope Hicks has ended her private interview with the House Judiciary Committee. President Trump's former communication director testified for nearly 8 hours. California Democrat Ted Lieu says Hicks didn't answer questions about her time in the White House.
Even something as simple as, where is your office located? Objection. It is ridiculous. There is no such thing known as absolute immunity.
Democrats on the panel say they may go to court to challenge the immunity claim. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler has signed an order easing Obama-era restrictions on coal-fired power plants.
We can't deny the fact that fossil fuels will continue to be a key part of the energy mix both at home and abroad. Coal use is rising worldwide.
The new rule gives states more leeway in deciding whether to require plants to make limited efficiency upgrades. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Reparations for slavery were addressed by the House Judiciary Committee.
A national reparations policy is a moral, democratic, and economic imperative.
Actor Danny Glover was bringing the issue to the forefront.
I sit here as the great-grandson of a former slave, Mary Brown, who was freed by the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1, 1863.
Glover was joined by Senator Cory Booker, a Democratic presidential hopeful who is calling on the nation to address systemic inequalities. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates where they are now. Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the members are aware of threats to the expanding economy.
There was not much support for cutting rates now at this meeting. There was, as you see, a number of people wrote down rate cuts, but all of those but apparently one felt that that it would be better to see more to before moving.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And now with the latest polling on the Democrats running for president in 2020, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden maintaining a very comfortable lead over the other Democratic presidential hopefuls in this latest poll from USA Today and Suffolk University. The survey finds Biden with a 15-point lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 30-15%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren coming in third, with 10% among likely Democratic primary voters. No other Democrats in the huge field hit double digits in the poll. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A self-help guru was convicted in New York in a sex trafficking case. Keith Raniere was considered the head of a group that attracted heiresses and Hollywood actresses. Prosecutor Richard Donahue in Brooklyn says the women were turned into sex slaves.
His crimes and the crimes of his co-conspirators ruined marriages, careers, fortunes, and lives.
Barbara Bushey was Raniere's former girlfriend.
It's a new day to live unencumbered by the threat of what he might do next.
Raniere was found guilty on all counts. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, plans to appeal, but hopes for a fair sentence.
Keith is comfortably in that class of defendants who should not one day die alone in prison.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.